The FBI is investigating the shooting death Monday evening of a teenage Mexican boy on the U.S.-Mexico border. He was shot by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. As Monica Ortiz Uribe reports, exactly how the shooting happened is unclear. What is clear is that the incident is raising tensions between two border cities.
The shooting happened at the international bridge, which is sandwiched between the two crowded border cities of El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. It was a typical Monday evening there for Bobby McDowell, a U.S. citizen who crosses the downtown bridge to Juarez on a daily basis to see her Mexican husband.
I was pulling my suitcase up the bridge, and I decided to rest at the top.
McDowell was a witness to the death of a 15-year-old Mexican boy. He was shot just below the bridge where McDowell was standing.
There were some kids that I could tell they were thinking to cross, and so I said, let's watch them, because it happens quite often and it's kind of a cat and mouse game that they play with immigration.
McDowell had a bird's eye view of the scene. The Rio Grande River here is nothing more than a muddy riverbank flanked by two concrete aprons. Mexicans commonly loiter in this area and sometimes tease Border Patrol agents on the American side. Doug Moyser is a spokesperson for the El Paso Sector Border Patrol.
And it is an area that is notorious for various kinds of criminal activity, most commonly rock throwings.
McDowell says on Monday evening, the group of people were chased by Border Patrol agents. Two were caught and detained, and at least two other made it back across the river to the Mexican side. One of those that made it back, she says, looked like he was throwing a rock at the agents.
The Border Patrol agent draws his weapon and starts shooting into Mexico.
The shots hit and killed 15-year-old Sergio Adrián Hernández Huereca.
Then I realized that there was a body underneath the railroad bridge.
The FBI's take on the incident is somewhat different. They say the agent was responding to a group of illegal aliens smuggled into the United States. He was surrounded by people throwing rocks and he fired his weapon. After the shooting, the FBI says Border Patrol agents were forced off the scene after Mexican soldiers or police aimed guns at them from across the river. Border Patrol spokesman Doug Moyser said agents are trained to use deadly force when necessary. He said rock-throwing attacks have become more common, and agents on bike patrol are vulnerable.
Rock-throwings are very dangerous scenarios, and people need to understand that a rock is a lethal weapon and can be very dangerous.
The Mexican Foreign Ministry has condemned what it says was a disproportionate use of lethal force along the border. Immigrant rights groups agree. Fernando Garcia is the executive director for the Border Human Rights Network in El Paso. He says the shooting is raising concerns among border residents.
It's causing frictions with our communities and with immigrants. This is not the way to treat people that are trying to cross the border. And what we're talking about is a 14-year-old kid.
This is the second death of a Mexican citizen at the hands of American law enforcement at the border in less than 2 weeks. Last month, a man died at the crossing between Tijuana and San Diego after being tased by an American customs agent. A community group in El Paso is planning a vigil tonight along the border to protest what they call a long-standing pattern of violence. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.